Mix 94.7 KMCH. Here we are, 8:09, almost 8:10 on this Thursday morning, December 1, 2022. And Jessica O'Reilly joining us on the phone, TravelIowa.com. How are you, my friend? Happy belated Thanksgiving wishes to you, by the way.
Thank you. I hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I did. It was a lovely weather, mm-hmm. and hanging out with family. What more could you want?
Exactly. And I think I ate my weight in turkey. So that was good. Good
right.
for the turkey producers of America. I did my part. It is hard to believe. This is the last month of the year. You and I were just talking off the air, 24 days away, actually 23 in some hours now from Christmas Day. And there's so much stuff to do, all of it within a short drive of where we sit here this morning. Let's jump right into it. Then I want to talk about what you guys are planning for Christmas. Let's start out with what's going on down in Iowa City through the end of the month. Holiday lights at the lake. Tell me about it.
Yep, it's the second annual community event. It boasts just over a mile of large and animated lighting installations, including a dazzling animated tunnel, lots of glittering arches and holiday characters you can drive or walk through. So take your pick.
There you go. I had a chance to go see it last year. It is, it's pretty cool if you get a chance to go down there. And then tonight, Jessica, you do not know what excitement awaits, because tonight, the 35th annual Window Walk and Static Cling Christmas Parade here in Manchester.
I think I understand. It's a magical winter wonderland filled evening with live windows, lighted floats, live nativity, Santa, s'mores, chili, cookies, carolers, and more. Am I right?
And you know what the more is? Eric Walker and I getting frostbite standing outside playing music. That's what the more is.
Bundle up. Just bundle up.
Looking forward to that.
There's no bad weather, just bad clothing.
Exactly. It's Christmas time. Put layers on. We should also mention, starting tonight and for the next few weekends, over in the Ames area, for those of you of an Iowa State persuasion, Winter Wonderscape over at the Ryman Gardens.
Yes, Thursday through Saturday through the month of December, you can walk through brightly lit tunnels, meander through fantasy lights falling like stars, few massive disco balls twirling to laser lights. I think that one's my favorite. Enjoy a 20-foot wide fountain of lights and a wide array of other sparkling wonders. You do need a timed ticket, so make sure you purchase your ticket in advance from their website.
Let's see. Going on this weekend, I want to make sure I pronounce this right. Starts tonight and goes through the weekend. Pella Kirstmarkt. What's that?
I believe that is correct.
Kirstmarkt.
I'm going to call it a Christmas market.
Okay. But it says Kirstmarkt.
It does, because it's Dutch.
K-E-R-S-T-M-A-R-K-T. Kirstmarkt.
Yes. Inspired by outdoor markets in the Netherlands, this cozy market will fill you with holiday cheer. And if you're like someone I know who hasn't started their Christmas shopping, this would be a great opportunity to find a gift for someone.
Who would that be?
For someone listening who hasn't started, this would be a great opportunity. You could also tour lavishly decorated homes decked out for the holiday. I believe that's like their 38th annual Christmas tour of homes.
Go check that out. Pella is a beautiful town, even in the spring and summertime, but imagine that beauty with snow and holiday lights upon it. Oh, man. Just go drive around and see all the lights and stuff, too.
It's like a Hallmark movie, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Let's see. Coming up Friday, tomorrow, the 16th, 23rd, and 30th, Dome After Dark in Des Moines. What is this event?
It's an opportunity to experience the botanical garden in a new light. You can enjoy the conservatory and gardener's show house, illuminated with unique and colorful lighting at this family-friendly event. The cafe will have shared plates, drinks, and mocktails available for purchase.
Did you say mocktails?
I did indeed say mocktails.
Okay, so they're the kind of drinks that make fun of me. That's fantastic. Love that.
They're family-friendly drinks.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Let's see, December 10th and 11th. Jessica O'Reilly, by the way, with us, TravelIowa.com. December 10th and 11th, UWW, Men's and Women's Freestyle Wrestling World Cup in Iowa City.
It's a holiday tradition. No, it's not.
fighting with family, not fighting with others. Fighting with family is the tradition,
yes.
Jessica.
That's where my head was. No, it's just, I couldn't let it go. It's an international dual meet championship being held right here. It's the first time in history that the Men's Freestyle World Cup and the Women's Freestyle World Cup events will be held side by side. And the first time the women's team will host the event here on U.S. soil. expected to compete. Of course, USA, Iran, Japan, Georgia, Mongolia, China, and Ukraine.
Wow, that's quite the list.
I know.
That's pretty impressive. And then let's see, what else do we got here? Polar Express Pajama Party in Davenport, the 15th through the 18th. What do we need to know about this one?
I love this. It's a Quad City holiday tradition over 10 years strong. You and your family will enjoy the magnificent holiday classic, the Polar Express, 3D on a giant screen in the comfort of your PJs. There are also holiday activities for all ages, including face painting, a hot chocolate bar, a make and take sleigh bell. You get a souvenir Putner ornament, and you can have a lights out adventure through the museum exhibit.
Oh, that sounds cool. That sounds cool.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah.
You should have a little kid to take.
Right? Well, take the inner child. That counts, you know?
That's
go
right.
Do that. We're going to put this whole list on our website, kmch.com. Jessica, we're not going to talk until the new year, so I want to know, what is the O'Reilly Family Traditions? What are you guys looking forward to the next few weeks here?
So one of our longstanding traditions is we will make sugar cookies on Christmas Eve. And then we will have said sugar cookies for breakfast on Christmas morning.
For breakfast?
For breakfast.
What?
The genius.
Is that even legal? Can you do that?
We do. It's great. And even though the kids, I mean, my daughter, she works now, and she's like, I want to be home on Christmas Eve to make sugar cookies. So I love that they still want to do it, even when they're late teens and early 20s.
That's awesome. And we should mention early happy birthday wishes to your daughter, who you've told me does not get one gift that counts as birthday and Christmas. They are separate.
That is correct. Okay. We keep them separate.
Good. Well, always good to talk to you, my friend. I'll be playing the organ for a late midnight mass in Cedar Rapids. That's kind of one of my favorite things to do. We'll go to bed. We'll wake up, open presents, and then head up to the farm. And then we're at the farm Christmas night, and then we'll come back. And then there's a wedding in the other side of the family on New Year's Eve. So, So that's what we're doing. Normally, it's just sleep in and don't work, open presents, and eat a lot of food. That's my traditions.
That sounds like a fantastic tradition.
I always appreciate the time that you make for us. I'm so glad we were able to bring this segment up here to Manchester. I appreciate you. I wish you and everybody a happy holiday and a brand new year, and we'll look forward to talking to you in 2023, my good friend.
All the best wishes to you and yours as well, and I will talk to you next year.
Yes! Well, she's one of the best in the biz, ladies and gentlemen, and she's lowered her standards to be with us, Jessica O'Reilly from TravelIowa.com. Thanks, Jessica!
Thank you.
There she goes, one of our good friends, loyal and true. And again, that full list, things to do around the state of Iowa, you can find them on our website at kmch.com. 8:17, we'll pause. I'll do a little sports for you. We got a chance to fire up the old Mix Miss Match Game board. We'll do that as well. Birthdays and anniversaries coming your way here, too.